Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Life After Her podcast with yours truly, Nicole and Sweeney. The Life After Her podcast is just what it means. We talk about life after her. I actually wrote a fiction novel 2 years ago, going on 3 years ago now, and it talks about some of the things that I've experienced and how I was able to overcome her. And so these podcast episodes are not only to just share my story, but to encourage you all to how to overcome. And so if you are watching this podcast, I hope that at some point you are encouraged and that you learn something from what I share and you become empowered, because I want each of you to be encouraged and empowered by what I share. So with that being said, today's podcast episode is about these two words, and I'm sure you all are familiar with it. Two P words, people pleasing. Yes, people pleasing. People pleasing is, I'm sure, a familiar word that you guys have had or personally experienced or may know someone who is a people pleaser. But today I'm going to come on here and share with you all how people pleasing works and the dangers of people pleasing. So usually individuals who are people pleasers are kind, they're considerate, they are very hard workers, they're efficient, they have a get things done attitude. They want people to be pleased with their performance, their work, how they carry themselves, and how others see them. And it's exactly what the word says. It's individuals that want to please people. And they also want to see, want others to see them as kind, helpful, you know, respectful, positive. So all of those things come into play when it comes to people pleasing. So today I want to share with you three ways on how to move away from people pleasing to people partnership. And I'll go into a little bit more of what I mean by people partnership. The first way in order to move away from people pleasing to people partnership is to know and communicate your needs. Now, how many of you would have an answer to this question? If someone else or God were to come to you right now and ask you, what exactly do you need in your personal life, in your physical life, in your emotional life, in your spiritual life, in your financial life, and in your professional life? In those areas, if God or someone were to ask you, what exactly do you need in those areas? What would your answer be? For me, when I ask myself that today, I have all the answers to what it is that I need. But had you asked me that question maybe 6 months ago, or even a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would not have that answer. And so one of the ways to move away from people pleasing to people partnership is to know and communicate your needs. I am in a season where I believe that it is very important to do relationship and reciprocity. And what I mean by reciprocity is it is a balance of needs getting met and there's equal contribution to the relationship, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's friendship, whether it's romantic. It's very important that both are contributing the same amount of effort. It may not be equally, but the same amount of effort. And so with that being said, it's very important for you to know and communicate your needs. Because if there's only one person asking and asking and asking things from you, you need to also be able to know and communicate what it is that you may need from them. All right. So that is number one. The second thing to move away from people pleasing to people partnership is, guess what, y'all? You have to learn why you are people pleasing. Why exactly are you people pleasing? Are you looking for validation? Do you want to, perform this activity or this job or this particular, event or whatever it is that you are trying to do? Are you trying to move up in the ranks? Are you trying to be seen? Are you trying to prove your worth and your validation of who you are and what you have and what you bring to the table? Really sit with yourself and ask yourself, why are you people pleasing? Just in my own personal life, I've had to ask myself that question. I really had to take some time, journal and write, and just really reflect on why was Nicole people pleasing? And it wasn't an easy task to do, facing some of the parts of us that we may not particularly like is never a good feeling. But I wanted to get to the bottom of why I was doing the things that I was doing so that I don't repeat the same thing. And so, although it's very, very hard work to look at yourself and take time to figure out why you do what you do, it's even a better outcome when you do the work and you change those behaviors. So you are doing yourself a favor. You are doing yourself a solid thing when you take the time to evaluate some of your habits, your behaviors, your mindset, even on why you do what you do. So you want to make sure you take the time to figure out what it is that you are performing and why you're doing it. Okay, so that is number two. And the third way to move out of people pleasing to people partnership is, I said it earlier, reciprocity. Relationships are very important, and there is no way on this earth that you can get away from being in relationship or doing relationship with people. At some point in your journey, you are establishing and developing relationships, whether it's family, whether it's friendship, whether it's people at work, or whether you're doing business with individuals, you are establishing some form of relationship. And what's important is that you determine what type of relationship this is, right? Because I believe personally that anyone you're in a relationship with, you should be able to get something out of it. Now, not in a way where it's transactional or it's tit for tat or you give, I give. No, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a true and genuine partnership. When you think about the word partnership, it's two people, two or more people contributing to a common goal or a common effort to be able to see something flourish or see an outcome to something, right? And so that can be in any area of your life, whether it's family, whether it's a group of sisters. I have a lot of sisters, and we all are constantly working towards, our family goal with supporting each other, whether, they have children or I, have children, just as an example. And we're supporting the children, we're supporting the next generation, and we're just loving on each other. And so that could be an example of a partnership. I think one of the most popular examples of a partnership is two people that are in business with each other, right? They have a goal in mind and they're working towards that goal. And one person has a set of responsibilities or skill sets, and the other person has responsibilities and skill sets. And they differ and they vary in what it looks like, but they're both contributing to the same cause, to the same outcome. And so when it comes to people pleasing, usually in most scenarios, because I've personally experienced it, it's always one-sided. It's one person doing the work, it's one person, putting in the effort, it's one person planning all of, the events and things like that. And so it's very important that when you are doing life and, community with people, that it is reciprocated on both ends. And so you want to begin to lean into those types of relationships. Or if you are not receiving that in your relationships, I think, again, going back to number two, being able to know and communicate your needs. And then lastly, I just want to mention the danger of people pleasing. And as I always mention, you guys, when I share these stories or these tips or try to get you guys to learn about different things, I have experienced it on my own journey. So these are personal things I have actually experienced. And as I said earlier, I too was a people pleaser. So one of the effects of people pleasing and the dangers of people pleasing is that you have all of these emotions going on and you don't know what to do with them. So, as a result of people pleasing, these are some of the dangers: unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, frustration, and being too independent. What I mean by being too independent is that you say to yourself, you begin to have these talks in your head that, oh, nobody's going to help me, or nobody's going to support me, or just forget it. I can do this all by myself. I don't need anybody else to help me. And that is not necessarily a healthy way of thinking when it comes to relationships and the people around you. Sometimes the people around you may not even know you're having these experiences or you're feeling this way. Sometimes people are so willing to help you and they may not know what you need, but in the behind the scenes, they desire to help you and be there for you. So those are some of the dangers. And my ultimate goal with sharing these scenarios or my story or just sharing bits and pieces of my journey is to empower each of you. I would like for you to share this with someone who could really benefit from this. Like, share, and comment. I love when you guys interact with me. Also, I just want to let you guys know that part two of Life After Hurt is coming out shortly. And so stay tuned. I am actually in the process of getting some things done and just putting things in place with making sure that everything is set for my upcoming book signing, Life After Hurt, A Sister's Tale, Part Two. I have my photo shoot coming up soon, and so I will keep you guys posted on how that goes. With that said, thank you for watching. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, and remember that God is proud of you.